Dude, let's go. Yeah. Tyler Green, let's go. Dude, that was freaking amazing, man. I'm like, it's like the Elon Musk of freaking guitar player right here. I'm in awe of all the shit that you are doing right here, and it's amazing. And I wasn't even watching you. I was just chilling, and it was like layer after layer after layer. Congratulations. That was fantastic. Thank you, brother. How
Thanks,
are you?
Man, I'm great. I'm doing great. How are you?
Dude, I'm having a great, it's a beautiful day, Sunday.
It is.
Is it Sunday? No, Monday.
It's Monday.
Dude, rock and roll, right?
Rock and roll indeed.
Well, you might want to turn your mic up a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I'll just kind of lean in a little bit there.
We were chatting before when you got here because you were saying that you had a great gig last night. Big,
yes.
Big gig weekend, right, for a lot of the giggers.
Indeed, Memorial Day weekend.
Big gig weekend, and you said you hung out and stayed up till 4?
Yep, yeah.
And came in here, I was like, rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely, it's the lifestyle, you know.
So you've been on the podcast before. You were one of my first experiment guys. Like,
yeah,
you know, I'm like, I
yeah.
want to try this. And you're like, I'm in. And I always have appreciated that. And I remember when sitting in here and really becoming very emotional because not only kind of a dream of doing a podcast to promote local business. And we were saying this, you know, gigging is a business.
Absolutely.
So one small business helping another, but it's in the music business.
For sure.
But I remember listening to you play and recording it and just thinking, God, it was just beautiful. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm glad you feel that way. You know, like I as much as I love it, I love doing it for other people that love it too. You know, like it's just about having a good time with people, you know?
Well, one of the cool things is that, so we met, we jammed, and then we had a pandemic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
2 years later, and you reach out because I wanted to get this podcast going, playing music, promoting, you know, local artists. And you, at the same time, you called me and you're like, hey, it's been a couple years. I was wondering maybe we could get back together and do another podcast. And I was like, absolutely. So thank you again. Another thank you for you, Tyler.
The rest is history. Here we are.
Well, you've been doing some cool stuff. I know you've been busy. I've seen you a couple times down at Sydney's.
Right.
Sydney's is a great spot
yes,
for local
is.
Giggers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I saw you down there after you'd done that. I think that's how we ended up getting tied, connected. Who's the lady that does their music for them?
Christy Taylor does a lot of the like house band stuff.
Yeah. Christy Taylor. And I think I talked to her. I think she came on the podcast at one point.
That
and
sounds like her.
She gave me your name. And so what's the last couple of years been like? I mean,
oh, it's been a journey, let me tell you. You know, pandemic hit hard and kind of took all my work away because,
yeah.
you know, you can't really be out singing in public when there's a pandemic.
Well, you think you should be able to sing out in public, but not inside. But yes, go ahead.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. I just mean like in,
I was stirring
in bars
the pot
and restaurants
for a second there,
stuff.
But we're not
yeah.
going to go there.
No, let's not go there.
Go
let's
ahead.
Not. Maybe next time.
Not even next time.
Not even next
there
time.
Is no next time.
Never, never.
So you've been busy.
Yeah, I've been incredibly busy. So the pandemic hit, and that was really hard for me personally. I had a lot of struggle that I had to go through for that, you know. But, you know, I feel like everybody did. You know, it wasn't just myself.
Dude, I still wonder how, I mean, I'm not old, but in my 50s, and you are
28.
28. I, you know, and it's weird. I've started to feel like I'm turning into my father. But I worry about how some of the younger folks, you know, it's a struggle, and the prices of everything, and just all the different things that are going on, and I worry, you know, and so I can imagine, yeah, a little stress and anxiety would probably go hand in hand with the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely, and, you know, I had some, like, mental health stuff I had to get taken care of, so we, you know, my girlfriend and I, we just, like, kind of buckled down and, you know, took care of what we needed to take care of, and now I'm in this headspace where I can pretty much accomplish whatever I set my mind to, which is great.
Do you worry, like when you get in your head, do you worry that you're making the wrong choice? Or do you worry that you're making, or not worry that you're making the right choice, but is that where the fear comes? Like, am I going to be able to make it just as a guy gigging? Or is it other
That's
things?
That's not really the issue usually. It's usually just like, man, what am I doing right now? Like, if I'm playing the same kinds of gigs over and over again, I get really kind of like down and hard on myself. And it's like, you got to keep it fresh. You got to play new music all the time. You got to play new places. You got to play with new people. You got to just constantly be expanding your boundaries, because if you're not, you're like, even when it's good, it'll get stale.
Well, I think it's fun to watch guys like, because, you know, I just had Saul Knopf on the podcast a few days ago, I guess. And, you know, Saul was kind of, I mean, I remember seeing him at the club, at the Rehoboth Beach Country Club. I went to eat there with my parents one night, and he was playing, and he had a whole, you know, tons of gear. And then I saw him, and then he went down to, like, an iPad, right? And then all of a sudden, and now we got guys like you that are coming out that are doing all the loops and the iPad stuff. And, I mean, if anybody didn't know, that was one person playing all that music right now. That was very cool. But when I wasn't looking at you, it sounded like 10 people were in here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very cool. Is that kind of where we're headed as far as, like, gigging by yourself? Or
I think there's just so many options. Like, yeah, there's no limits, and you'll see all kinds of things come out, you know. So there's been people that have been looping for years. I mean, like, I've been using a looper in my set for 10 years.
Okay.
And it's just something I do, and most people don't even notice it most of the time, you know. It's something that I do so regularly and so well that I there's no explanation needed. People just kind of pick it up. And
I think people go, oh, you're looping, or maybe you're using effects. It's an art to do these things, using effects, using loopers. I mean, it's really another instrument.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I actually wrote a song about it, if you would like to hear it.
Yeah, I don't think we want to hear me. We want to hear you.
Yeah, so I usually start this song out by saying I do some pretty weird stuff, saying I do some pretty weird stuff, saying I do some pretty weird stuff, kind of like that. And this song explains it. It's called Looping.
Let's play it.
Someone explain it to
me. Looping is what?
Looping is
what?
Looping.
Looping.
is what? Looping is this what?
Looping is this what?
Looping is this
is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
Looping is this is what?
It's coming back around. It's happening again. It's coming back around. It's happening again. It's coming back around. It's happening again. It's coming back around. It's happening again.
This is what looping is.
Nice. Dude, I think I got it figured out.
Yeah, I think I kind of explained it.
Yeah, well, it's fun. I mean, it's fun. I remember having this old little keyboard when I was probably 30 years ago, and you could do little samples.
Yeah,
and then you go bah, 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 bah. You can push.
I love that stuff. I wish I had one.
Those, it was so cool. And then it was hard to once. I don't know why they even came out with the thing, but then it kind of disappeared. But
those
it was a great little
make
keyboard.
Me laugh so much. But so like, kind of like with this thing where I can like record into it. I have another beat pad where you can like has like 16 little square pads on it and like a bunch of knobs and faders and stuff.
You can program
and
each one.
And you can program each one to do whatever you want. So, like, you could record your voice like that on there. And
could you be a DJ as well?
Yeah, I DJ.
You do DJ?
Yeah, I've done, like, weddings and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I think that looks awesome. I wish I'm about 15 years past my date. I should have been about 15 years younger, I think. Because when I had all the energy to kind of explore all this cool technology, the technology really wasn't around as much when I was that age. I mean, I did have this great Alesi's drum machine, and I used to play, like, I'd plug it into an amp and just play guitar all day, play the same old thing. But it was, like, it was nice. It actually had a great, you know, there was those early ones. But this actually had some different kicks and different snares, and it was a nice piece of equipment. So where'd you play last night?
The Pond.
Oh, did you?
Rehoboth Beach, yep. We play there every Sunday night. At 9:30 p.m.
Good turnout.
It was great. It was great. Memorial Day weekend, and we had all the peeps come out. It was a good time,
dude. What a great weekend!
Oh yeah, it was a great weekend. I was in Virginia for most of it with my new band. We're called It's All Good.
Can we get you guys in here?
Yeah, maybe. So they're from upstate, but I know they would love to come down and do something like this.
Well, this reminds me, you know, I started doing, we had Ian Bryant. I don't know if you know Ian. He's a great guy. If you run into him, make sure you befriend him or become friends with him because he, you know, he could use all the support. But he came in just with an acoustic, and then Saul came in, and he really stirred it up a bit. And now you come in, and I realize I need to take my game to the next level here in the studio. So we'll have a recording studio by the time it's all said and done.
That would be awesome.
Ideally, I would love to have like full bands in here jamming.
Yeah, no, that would be sick.
Recorded and sounding great.
Yeah, it's always great. Any recording you can get of yourself playing somewhere is just...
So The Pond every Friday?
Yep, every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Well, I'm weird. It's weird because it feels like today is Sunday.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's Monday, so... So what's the week like for you? I mean, is it business picked up? You staying pretty busy?
Yeah, business is super busy right now. So my week starts on Sunday, right? And I do The Pond at 9:30 p.m.
Did you know the week actually starts on Sunday?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Technically.
On the calendar, it starts on Sunday.
Yeah.
My son's like,
I knew that.
The week starts on Sunday? And I go, does it?
Does it?
So anyway, go ahead. Sorry, Ty.
First and third Sundays out of the month, I host an open mic at Miss Billion River Brewing in Milford.
Wow, with Eric.
Yep.
In fact, we just got Ian a gig at Miss Billion.
Oh, that's awesome.
At the end of summer.
I love those guys. They're great. So, and I play there sporadically, like one-off shows, usually solo.
Yeah.
Then throughout the week, Monday, I host an open mic at Arena's Deli in town Rehoboth.
Okay.
At 8 p.m. And that typically goes till around 11, midnight-ish, somewhere in there.
And they did open a new arenas next to Grandpa Mac,
in case
anybody didn't know that. It is open
and
delicious.
Shameless plug for the new arenas.
Well, there's no shame.
There's no shame.
Yeah, we got to promote them.
I agree.
We went
I
in
agree.
There and there was nobody there. So I just because I just don't think anybody knows they're open.
Well, yeah, it's new.
Yeah, it's new.
It takes time. It takes time.
So you do that.
Yep, I do that. And then Tuesday, Wednesday is like rehearsal, maybe gig day. It kind of depends on the week.
Is this for the new band?
No, or this would Tuesday, Wednesday would be like a solo thing typically. Maybe a duo with one of my band members from Tyler Green and the Friends. That's who I play with on Sunday nights, Tyler Green and
nice.
The Friends.
Nice. makes sense.
Yeah, and that's just kind of so when, you know, not if, but when someone is like, hey, I can't make the gig tonight, I can call someone else and it's
is that
not.
How, is that how that world works? You're always ready?
Oh, yeah. That's, well, I used to be more ready for, like, calls like that when my schedule was a little more lax.
Right.
But these days, I get phone calls like that and I'm like, yeah, there's no way I can do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it makes sense. We're a little more people pleasing early on, right?
Yeah.
It's like this is life or death.
But once you get to a certain point, it's like I don't even have the time. I can't do it.
So let's do another song. You want to do I remember I saw over at Sydney's, I think it was a Talking Heads song that you had a lot of cool layers.
Oh, you're probably talking about
Well, you can play anything you want, but I thought that was fun cuz I loved how one of the cool things about the layers is you hear it and you're like, "Okay." And then another thing comes in, you're like, oh, maybe. And then another one comes in, you're like, oh, okay. And then you know the song.
You're like, it's definitely that.
It's definitely that.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I know which one you're talking about. I do this medley of Talking Heads and a couple other songs you should recognize. So, yeah, that would be fun.
Let's do it.
I would love to get a nice recording of that. I don't think I have one.
Run, 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 run.
Psycho killer, kiss kiss say, fa 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 fa. Psycho killer, kiss kiss say, fa 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 fa.
Nice, dude. That was awesome. I love how you're actually pushing buttons with your guitar neck. That's so funny.
That's something I discovered I could do at a gig.
Just now?
Yeah. No, not just now, but in the moment like yeah. that, yeah.
Dude, it's funny. Sometimes I'll be working and I'll actually, like, I'll run timers on my Apple Watch and I'll be shampooing and I'll have to actually turn it off with my nose. You know, like so I use my nose as a finger. So what is, what's the summer like? You pretty busy? Pretty booked up?
So busy.
Yeah?
So busy.
We're back?
Yeah, we're definitely back. I'm playing like 6, 7, 8 nights a week. You know, 6, 7, 8 times a week.
Yeah.
Which is just like
so
awesome.
Is that, I mean, is you just roll up your sleeves and take care of for the summer? Or is that way it is through the winter as well? I mean, do you?
It's typically not that busy in the winter. Sometimes it'll get that busy, like around Christmas time, you know, around certain holidays typically. Or sometimes randomly you'll just have 1 week where you have, like, it's really busy.
Well, we used to kind of die off like right after New Year's, right? It used to be New Year's Eve and then the New Year's, and then that was basically, this is kind of the end, and then we kind of hunkered down. But you know, with the pond moving out onto Route 1 and Blue Coast and Thompson Island, do you ever play at Sodell restaurants?
I have played at Sodell restaurants in the past, but I don't think it's just not really the right vibe for what I do.
Right. Yeah, it's a little. Yep. Well, I guess that makes sense. But I think that's fascinating also what you do, so I wouldn't completely discount it. But all these restaurants moving out onto the highway and stuff is really seems to have kind of extended the season.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. And you know, having all those restaurants out there is great, too, for when it is in season because, like, parking is so much easier to take care of.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the ease of access, you know, to get to the places themselves, you know.
Do you play in Rehoboth during this time of year? It's got to be pretty brutal.
I don't do it at all anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think Saul, when I talked to Saul.
Except for Arena's Deli, the Monday night gig.
Right. Well, I was talking to Saul, and I think he was doing his Neil Diamond act at the Bandstand. For some reason, I feel like it was last night. But we went to the Boardwalk last night, somehow found a parking spot. Somehow had an amazing time. That Boardwalk does an amazing thing. It just slowly draws all the money out of your pocket.
Yep.
Just
every time.
Disappeared.
Every time.
But there was some pretty good bands playing last night at the Bandstand. I don't know if he was maybe playing later. I don't know. I know he was going to play this weekend. But,
gotcha.
Yeah, it seems like it's harder and harder and harder to even just. And it's funny because once you cross that drawbridge, we're all the same, right? We're all visitors.
Yeah.
There's no locals in Rehoboth. This time of year, we're all in the same playing field.
Yep,
it's pretty funny. So the pond's been good. When do you start to slow down? Will you stay here year round, or do you get? I know a lot of people maybe go down to Florida for the winter.
It's possible that the new band, It's All Good, will end up going down to Key West. We don't have anything officially confirmed yet, but I'm also considering the idea of, like, in, let's say, January, when It's All Good definitely takes, like, that month off, putting together a little tour for myself.
Okay.
And kind of, you know, just taking the month and traveling and playing new places. But if I'm going to do it, I got to start setting it up now.
Well, Leo DeSanto, who was on the podcast the other day, he basically is on tour in a van.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, and I told you, he slept in my backyard two nights ago in his van. And I'm like, do you want me to bring you some food? Do you want some water? He's like, I got everything. I just got everything I need right here in my van. He had his dog, and he's just touring.
That's sick.
Yeah. And I love it. And, you know, we were laughing because, you know, we look at, and it may be a little more me and less you, but when as a kid growing up, I would look at, like, album covers or Hip Raider magazine or Circus magazine. You see these old pictures of old, like old Van Halen hanging out in someone's backyard before they ever made it, right?
Right.
And I'm like, maybe this is one of those pictures I need to take when Leo DeSanto's van's in my backyard before he, you know, maybe makes it, right? And so I love the building of the story.
Absolutely.
Almost more than I love the you know, the final outcome, you know, stardom or whatever it is. I love
the anthology, if you will.
Absolutely. So let's see. You want to do another song? You got you pick. I don't want to direct all your music. I just loved when I saw you play that song at Sydney's.
Was that it? Was that what you had seen?
Psycho
me do?
Killer. Yeah. 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 Well, and just like you started doing it in that.
Immediately.
I'm like, okay, here we go. Well, then I'm like, do you know any Doors?
I definitely do.
Do you?
I definitely do. I've played a lot of Doors in my day.
I love the Doors.
I love the Doors too. Jim Morrison. There's a quote of his that I think of every time I'm playing and like set up with all this stuff.
Yeah.
Where I'm probably gonna butcher it, but to paraphrase, it's basically that one day there won't be a full band on stage. There's gonna be one man surrounded by computers.
Mm-hmm.
And how like ahead of his time he was, how so like he said that in the 60s, man. Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Well, awesome, and he was a unique guy, right? Very cool.
Absolutely, and just a character and a half, and that's why he's still relevant to this day.
Yeah.
All right, I got an original song.
Let's do that.
Something without the looper, maybe.
Whatever you want to do, buddy.
Yeah, let's do like an acoustic-y number. So this one is about being a human being.
It's a great thought.
I feel like being a human today. It's not like I know of any other way. It's how I spent my yesterdays. Being human in an alien age. Yesterday's being human in an alien name.
Dude, that was great. Good job. Almost forgot to clap. Had my hands on these cards. Dude, that was great. So is that a song that you perform in your shows?
Yeah, I'll play that.
Nice.
And it's called Alien Age. I wrote it like right at the end of like 2020.
Yeah. Right in the middle.
Yeah, no, I mean like the year 2020 itself. So really, like right at the, like, yeah, it is right in the middle.
It seems like everything I think about lately is all about where did it fall in the middle of the pandemic.
Seriously,
is it in the middle of the pandemic, in the beginning, at the end, or I don't know. It feels like we're kind of starting all over again. A lot of people masking up, which is fine.
Absolutely,
but it makes me feel like, oh boy, is this all going to go start one more time?
I know. That would just be the worst.
It would be the worst. Well, you know, hopefully people are you know, taking care of it, and, you know, we're at less risk, and, you know, people are more healthy. But
agreed.
Let's do another song. It's, I don't want to listen to me. I want to listen to you.
Cool. Well,
so you play songs.
Fun fact about that last song is it is on a new EP that is coming out this summer.
Are you going to have it on Spotify?
I am going to have it on Spotify.
Nice.
I actually already have music on Spotify.
Do you?
Yep. I have a couple demos and a couple EPs and a live album.
Well, we also do another podcast called the Discovery Music Podcast with JG and the Deaf Pretty Boys, and that is about bringing new music. So I'll have to bring your music to the podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be awesome.
Maybe you can come hang out with us at that podcast.
I would do it. In a heartbeat, you know me.
Well, I love musicians because they're like, you know, I'm only asking you to do the thing that you love the most, right? Which is play music.
It's like, all right, cool.
I think we might have to figure out a better time to do it because the overall theme seems to be musicians don't play music early in the morning.
It's hard.
It's tough. So we'll have to figure out. Maybe we'll have to do this more in the afternoon or in the evening.
Yeah.
I also don't want to conflict with gigs and stuff.
Yeah,
so
that's the other difficult aspect.
So we can find you, Tyler Green, on Spotify.
Tyler Green Music, and that's Green with an E on the end.
Let's see if we have let's see what your monthly listeners are.
Oh, it's not great.
Isn't it funny how they're taking
it
to more of a social platform?
I know.
And it's kind of fun, but at the same time, you know, I found a guy that had 7 monthly listeners and his music wasn't bad.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of amazing musicians out there with, like, no listens.
Well, part of the podcast that we do is it's not mandatory, but it's nice when we find music that we all enjoy, that we really like, and they only have, like, 37,000 monthly listeners, which seems like a bit of a lot, but in reality, I mean,
you don't make any.
I mean, The Weeknd has, like, 300 billion listeners a week.
Right. Well, not that many, but.
Million?
Yeah.
300 million.
Yeah, because billion. There's
it's
only
a
like
game.
7 billion of us or 8 billion or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, still, 300 million.
Still,
that's a lot.
It's a lot.
The billion was to really push home the point that it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Let me bring let's see if we can find you. Do you want to start just a song and while I screw around with this?
Yeah. You said you wanted to hear a Led Zeppelin song.
Going to California.
I mean, should I do that one again?
No, it's your show.
Go. The autumn moon lights my way. But now I smell the rain with it pain, and it's headed my way. Sometimes I grow so tired. One thing I gotta do, a Revlon. Now's the time, is now to sing my song. Going round the world, I gotta find my girl on my way. I've been this way 10 years to the day, Revlon. Gotta find the queen of all my dreams. Thank you.
Times it's time to ramble on. 'Cause in the darkest depths of mortar, I met a girl so fair.
Girl, and the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
Yeah. There ain't nothing I could do. I guess I'll just to keep on a
whimpering. I'm gonna get, sing my song.
I'll find my baby, gonna
whimble on, sing my song, gonna work my way all around the world. Whimble on.
Dude, nailed it. That was freaking awesome, man.
Thanks.
How do you sing like that? Teach me.
Push.
Restraint and push.
Restraint at the right times and push at the right times.
Exactly. Well, listen, we got 10 minutes. I was looking at your Spotify, and you got a lot of stuff on here.
I do.
That's awesome. So do you want I see that you have the EP. You want to pick something off of that?
Snap, yeah. Which EP are you looking at?
Well, I shouldn't have said EP. I saw the TGM demo.
Oh, the demo. That's like my earliest works. There's some good stuff on there.
Well, I tell you, there's you got In the Sunroom. That was an album. You got The Funk, Good and Bad, Dream You Never Sleeped.
All that whole disc is pretty good. That's a live album I did at a private concert in.
I don't think I can fall Northern in Delaware. Love.
Again, yeah, that's a good song.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap it up.
Cool.
Send you back out gigging.
Works for
me. Back to work, bro.
Yeah, after this, I'm headed to a rehearsal. Then I'm doing live licks on Ocean 98.
Okay.
And then I'm doing my open mic down at Arena's Deli.
Love it.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Tyler.
Thank you for having me.
Dude, the door's all, like I said, this is just getting this started back up. But I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need...
Oh, yeah.
Need you to send some people my way.
I would love to. I will
bring the other band in. I may need you to help me figure out how to set up a better system.
For sure.
Because you seem to have a great knowledge of the electronics.
Yes, sir. Yeah, anytime.
I went from 20 to 100. Like all of a sudden, I was interested, and then I just like, oh, I'm
in it.
I'm out. All right, so this will be, what did we say? What are we going to do?
I don't think I can fall in love again.
Can you do it?
Oh, you want me to play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want me to play it?
Well, I didn't know. Can he fall in love again? Is it possible, Tyler?
Not like I did back then.
There you go, brother. So this is I Don't Think I Can Fall in Love Again. This is original?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. I got to remember it.
The way you do your hair, the way you just ain't fair. I don't think I can fall in love again. Not like I did back then. The way you just don't care. The way you make me scared. No, I'm not so willing to pretend. I don't think I can fall in love again. Try to change some sense of it all. Nothing you say even matters at all. Get a grip, not about you at all. You're still alive, so it's not all bad or good. This type of thing, oh, so rare. You wonder why I sit and stare, and you ask me why I'm on the mend. I don't think I can fall in love again.
Nice. That was beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, it's like I wrote it when my girlfriend and I were not doing so hot.
Yeah, well, as soon as you started singing the song, I started reminiscing. Yeah. So I get it. That's yep. Awesome.
That's what it's there for. And it's, you know, it's like you hear the title of the song and it makes you think like, oh, that's a sad song. But mm-hmm. then you hear the tagline where it says, not like I did back then. And
right.
you're like, oh, that's interesting, you know, because you can fall in love with the same person again and again and again and again, and it'll never be the same, you know?
Well, and it kind of made it now my fault. Like, yeah. Before it was one thing, but now the problem is you.
Yep. Now I did it.
Now it's my fault. Well, listen, Tyler, I appreciate it. Good luck with today. Stay in touch. So, what's your Instagram?
At Tyler Green Music.
At Tyler Green Music's on Instagram. Are you doing, you got to do Facebook, right?
Yep. Tyler Green Music.
Tyler Green Music. And I looked it up on Spotify. Tyler Green Music.
Website.
Tyler Green Music. All right, so I'm assuming that if we type in Tyler Green Music, it will take us somewhere.
It will take you to me, hopefully.
If people want to follow you and come check you out during the week, is there a place they can check out your schedule?
The website is the best spot. You just go to www.tylergreenmusic.com.
And you will find it all.
And you will find it all.
But I think you post on your other stuff too, right?
I try to post as much as I can, but I hate social media, so I'm not the best about it.
How come everybody, I think we all hate it.
It's just, it's a necessary evil in today's world, I feel.
But
I like it too. Like, there's a lot of things about it that are really cool.
Yeah.
Like, I can talk to people like that, you know, instantly, and I can ask, it's a public forum, so
right.
you ask a question, you get answers.
Right. Well, no, I agree. It's like, I don't know if it helps, but I know that if we don't do it, you might think, like,
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing everything I could be doing. Yeah.
Right. Well, I was just I was doing some social stuff before posting some other stuff for other podcasts. And I'm like, God, is this going to help? I don't know. But whatever. It's something we do. Anyway. Listen, Tyler Green, thank you, sir. Thank you for spending some time with us on this Memorial Day weekend. I hope you have an amazing summer, a lot of fun, safe and healthy. And we'll catch up soon.
Thank you. And the same to you. Sounds good to me, man.
All right, brother. Bye.